Classes are set to begin in Seattle Public Schools tomorrow now that the teachers' union has reached a tentative contract agreement with the school district. One of the sticking points that led to the six-day strike was class size. The district says students don't get enough, but the teachers wanted more pay for more time. Well, under this tentative contract, school days will be 20 minutes longer. But does more class time lead to better educated students? Jennifer McMurr is director of research at the Center on Education Policy. She told me the answer can be yes, but it depends on what's done in that extra class time.
There was a high school in Oregon that we were in that significantly increased their graduation rates over the course of the 3 years that they had been doing this. And I also worked in a high school in Connecticut that saw similar gains. Some of the other gains that district staff as well as school leaders and teachers talked about were the school climate changes, increased student engagement, higher attendance rates amongst students, those types of things that aren't necessarily reflected immediately in test scores, but that were seen within the building itself. There was also one school in Connecticut that talked very highly about the time that they allocated for teacher collaboration. This was a traditionally hard-to-staff school that used to have very high turnover of its teachers. And with the additional time that they had added in the mornings exclusively for teacher collaboration and professional development, this really helped increase the teacher retention within their school.
Well, this is very interesting that you were studying what extending the school day means for student performance, because on the average, as I understand it, the U.S. already has the longest school days in the world, but not the best performance. Why is that?
Well, I think something that was really common across the schools that were successful with this is that there was a lot of emphasis on making sure that the additional time was not more of the same. There has to be community buy-in and community partnerships to make this work in these schools. You can't simply add a half an hour onto the school day and expect to have really transformational results.
Now, if half an hour on the school day works, providing that you do what you just described, not just more of the same, does that mean that an hour or 2 hours more of class time would yield even better results?
No, there's certainly a point of diminishing returns, and we had schools that had been doing this for a couple of years and really learned from the first year of implementation that some of them pulled back, actually. There was a charter school that I worked in Colorado that the students started at 7:40 in the morning and went until a little after 4 every day the first year of implementation, and it was too much. It was very difficult to keep kids on task, and the teachers were exhausted, and it was a very long day for them. So they actually pulled back. There's definitely a point of diminishing returns, and finding that balance and understanding the needs in your school and in your community is more important than, say, adding an additional hour rather than 30 minutes.
That's Jennifer McMurr, Director of Research at the Center on Education Policy. And Seattle School Day will be 20 minutes longer under this tentative agreement.